Hi, my name is Derek Carrier.
My name is Jason Kelsey.
My name is Jordan Poyer.
My name is Ifani Moma.
My name is Chris Pope.
My name is Earl Wolf.
And this is my journey.
Every season brings change, anticipation, and the opportunity for a group of young men to fulfill a lifelong dream. They've traveled different roads to reach this place, but their paths have crossed here. At the intersection of Broad and Patterson, these men will come together as a team, all the while competing as individuals for 53 coveted roster spots. This is their journey.
So looking back on last season, we thought that the offensive line was going to be a strength. Lo and behold, obviously, the best left tackle in the game goes down in the offseason. How much of a toll does that take on the team? When does that start to kind of feel like it's a huge piece that you're missing? And to be honest, you don't really ever notice it, because in training camp, all the way leading up to the season, your whole mentality is that you're ready to win games, you're ready to go, you're competing with the guy next to you. So everything is built up where you're confident in every single player across the board before the season starts. The expectations were high. Andy was full of energy. I think the whole team really was really energetic.
Jason Kelsey, who was the anchor of the Eagles' offensive line, could not put any weight on his right foot. It appears to be a right knee injury, and it looks like a serious one.
It was one of those things that right when it happened, you knew it was really bad. You know, your knee's not supposed to go that way. Going down with that injury at that time, I really felt terrible, like I was letting guys down on the team. You want to be able to help them. They're good friends of yours, they're teammates of yours, but really the most that you can do is kind of just watch film with them and try and help them out in the film room. And then Todd Harriman's goes down. That's when you start feeling a little bit uneasy, is when you start losing games, and then the new guys that are in, they're kind of struggling a little bit because they're thrust into situations that are just tough for anybody to be involved in.
Hopes that were high in August and September came crashing to earth in October and November.
It was just a rough time, you know, especially, you know, coming from college. A lot of people have never been put in that situation. So, you know, I feel like we could have handled it differently, but, you know, we weren't accustomed to it, so we really didn't know how to deal with it.
You are the best fans in the NFL, and if any group of fans deserves not just a Super Bowl appearance, but a Super Bowl championship, it is you. After years of being on the doorstep of a championship, the franchise needed a new direction, and after a thorough search, Jeffrey Lurie found his man in head coach Chip Kelly.
This is a very, very exciting day for the Philadelphia Eagles. Exciting day for our city, and I think a very exciting day for the millions of Eagles fans across the country.
One of the things with a head coaching change, or a change as drastic as that one, is that it forces everyone to reestablish their value to the organization from top to bottom. Guys that the previous organization might have had a lot of faith and confidence in just because they've been here for a few years, all of a sudden everyone's starting at ground zero. Everyone's building that trust and that confidence in the coach from day one. That's one of the good things about change, is that it brings out competition, and it really forces players to reestablish, you know, who really are the guys that are out here ready to win football games.
...2013 represents an opportunity for everyone in this Eagles locker room to impress head coach Chip Kelly and the coaching staff, to start new, to begin their careers again as members of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hearing my name called, seeing my name going across that screen was great. I remember when I saw that 215 air code, I was like, yo, PA, you know, it might be the Eagles. I can't remember who was on the phone, because everybody started getting kind of loud, and he was like, do you want to be an Eagle? And I was like, I would love to be an Eagle. And my uncle, the hat on the Philadelphia Eagle hat, he like leaped on my lap, like just like he was all the way in my lap, and it was the best feeling ever. Since I was a kid, I've been waiting for this day, waiting for this time, waiting for this point. Now I'm getting the opportunity. I know for sure all I'm going to do is take advantage of it.
Falling into the seventh round was definitely, you know, it wasn't in the plan. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just wanted an opportunity to come in and play. And draft day, you're just, everybody's texting you every, you know, little thing. And you're just kind of like, yeah, okay, whatever. I just want my name to be called this next pick. And so I got a call from Coach Kelly, and he just asked if you're ready to be Eagle. And I was more than excited.
I was actually in contact with the Raiders immediately after the draft and my agent. He said they really wanted me to go out there as an undrafted free agent and was there through the last preseason game. I was on the final cuts there. Like any other job, you know, basically being fired. And then just kind of waited for a week, had a few workouts scheduled, Philadelphia being among them, and it went well. They wanted to sign me, but I talked to my agent, kind of waited things out, and then ended up coming back to Philly to sign.
My fifth year at Boston College was pretty exciting for me through camp and the first game of the season against Northwestern. Put up some pretty good numbers the first three quarters, and halfway through the fourth, I ended up tearing my ACL. And after that, it was pretty devastating, and I didn't know where I would be going from that point. After the season was over, after I got my surgery and rehabbing, I decided to take a year off just to really let the knee heal up. And here in 2013, I did my pro day at Boston College for the first time, and I ended up doing pretty well, better than I expected. And looking at the setup they had here with the offense and the different coaches, it was the most intriguing and appealing place for me. I feel like I could fully reach my potential and grow as an athlete here.